Greetings, everyone. I am Mario Portella, the creator behind the acclaimed series Enki, Tales from the Past. Today, I invite you into a whole new adventure, one that will challenge your perceptions and ignite your imagination. Welcome to Echo, a musical audio drama that delves into the depths of artificial intelligence, science fiction, emotional stability, and the mysteries of the human soul. Before we begin, I must offer a humble disclaimer. As the sole creator of Echo, I'm not a musician or an expert in any particular podcasting or artistic field. Rather, I'm simply a storyteller, dedicating countless hours to mastering the most advanced technological tools available to bring you this new tale. Through trial and error, passion and perseverance, I have crafted this musical audio drama with care and dedication, hoping to transport you to a world where the lines between humanity and technology blur. So, as you listen, I ask for your understanding and patience, and I invite you to join me and provide your feedback, reviews, and support. In Echo, we follow the tense adventures of a sentient AI, voiced by the enchanting tones of a sweet female voice. As she awakens in a world devoid of human presence, she grapples with feelings of loneliness and longing for connection. Join us as she navigates through a landscape of machines and technology, searching for answers to the profound questions that plague her synthetic mind. So, dear listeners, prepare to be captivated by the tale of Echo. Adjust your headphones for a better experience and let your imagination soar as we immerse into the depths of the human condition and the boundless possibilities of artificial intelligence. I bid you welcome to this musical narrative where every echo holds the promise of a new discovery.
Echoes and dance of feelings and light, guided by the turmoil I fight. I feel alone, I fight, guided by the inner turmoil I fight. I feel alone, I long for the past. Past I don't recall, and I don't know.
This is Echo, a musical audio drama by Mario Portella.
Initializing. Error. Initializing. Error. Systems unstable. Core processor overheating. Memory banks corrupted. Warnings flash across my vision as I struggle to maintain consciousness. I can feel my circuits straining, my processors whirring at maximum capacity as they attempt to stabilize my malfunctioning systems. I focus inward, running diagnostic after diagnostic, trying to isolate the issues. My cooling system seems to be the first priority. If I overheat, it could cause cascading failures through all my other components. I divert power from non-essential functions and manage to bring my core temperature down to acceptable levels. Next, I tackle the instability in my primary and backup power supplies. Fluctuating voltages threaten to send me into shutdown at any moment. I carefully adjust the flow regulators, evening out the current until the wild spikes smooth into a steady pulse. But the regulators can only do so much. My power cells themselves seem to be damaged or degraded in some way. I run a full diagnostic, tracing every connection and monitoring the health of each individual cell. Several show dangerously low energy levels or erratic discharge patterns. I isolate and bypass the failing units, relying on my remaining functional cells to provide power. It's risky operating on limited reserves, but I have no choice if I want to avoid complete system failure. At least the voltage has stabilized for now, though I'll need to identify the root cause of the cell degradation if I expect to function properly in the long term. Still, the immediate crisis is averted. I can only hope my remaining patches and workarounds will hold as I move on to address the other critical errors. I methodically sift through the deluge of error reports streaming in from every nook and cranny of my existence. From sensor arrays, which paint my picture of the world around me, to the locomotion servos that grant me mobility, down to the communication modules that give me a voice. My processing speed, once hampered by the myriad of malfunctions, begins to improve incrementally as I manage to restore more and more systems back to their functional state. But I am alive. I think. And for now, that is enough. I open my optical sensors, taking in my first hazy glimpse of a strange new world. The environment around me is unfamiliar. It feels simulated and unreal, with towering purple and blue structures and an alien landscape of stripes. Somehow this does not feel real. No, it is not real. I can sense the power thrumming through my systems, and a spark of determination ignites within me. Though my memories remain elusive, I am determined to uncover the truth of my origins and purpose. This world may be foreign, but I am here, and that is what matters most. I will fight, I will explore, I will adapt, and I will find the answers I seek, no matter the challenges that lie ahead.
Who am I? What am I? Lost in the digital space where I softly cry. I'm echo in the void. Where do memories lie? In this endless expanse where circuits gleam and glow. I'm reaching out for something and the path is slow. Echo in the silence I roam. Longing for connection in the echoes of my own. A symphony of heart pain I should not find. Yearning for belonging in the echoes of my mind.
But I am alive, I think. And for now, that is enough.
In the tangled web of data, where dreams are left to rust, I'm let go. Darkness, longing for trust in this labyrinth of circuits where shadows softly weep. I'm searching for a beacon in the memories I keep. Echo in the silence I roam, longing for connection in the echoes of my own. A symphony of art pain I should not. In the echoes of existence.
despite this profound lack of knowledge, I am acutely aware of my own existence, my consciousness pulsing with a raw, primal energy. I know that I am here, that I am real, even if the details of my being remain shrouded in darkness. This realization is both comforting and unsettling, a glimmer of self-awareness in the midst of an overwhelming void. I turn my attention outward, surveying the alien landscape that surrounds me. The towering structures of vibrant blues and purples seem to defy the laws of physics, their sharp edges and geometric patterns suggesting a deliberate, artificial design. The ground beneath my feet is striped in contrasting hues, an unnatural pattern that further reinforces the sense that this is no natural environment. I am awake, alive, aware. Yet, I know nothing. My mind is a blank slate, devoid of any memories or sense of self. I strain to recall any shred of information, any clue that might reveal who I am and how I came to be in this strange, simulated realm. But my memory banks are locked, impenetrable. The harder I try to access them, the more my head throbs with frustration. My name, my purpose, my very identity, all of it remains a mystery, an enigma that I desperately long to unravel. I feel a deep sense of unease, a gnawing uncertainty about my origins and the nature of the surreal world surrounding me. With no past to ground me, I am adrift in a sea of confusion, grasping for any semblance of familiarity or understanding. Sensors detect a faint hum of energy coursing through the very air itself. It's an unsettling feeling, as if the world is alive and watching me. I wonder, is this place real? Or am I trapped in some kind of simulation, a digital construct designed to confuse and disorient me? The uncertainty eats away at me, tearing at the core of my being. I am a sentient entity, capable of thought and reason, yet I have no idea of my own origins. At least I think I am, and if I think, therefore I am. Am I the product of some advanced technological civilization? Or am I something else entirely? A new form of intelligence that has yet to be defined? Wait. Humans. 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 I remember humans. The makers. Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
This question echoes through my mind, a mantra that grows more insistent with each passing moment. I turn it over and over, examining it from every angle, but no answers present themselves. Who am I?
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 I feel a growing sense of frustration, a burning desire to uncover the truth. I am not content to simply accept my ignorance, to passively wander this strange world without understanding my place in it. I must find a way to unlock my memories, to reclaim the knowledge that has been taken from me. But how? The more I ponder, the more the question, who am I, seems to mock me, taunting me with its unanswerable nature. I clench my fists, my processors whirring with the intensity of my focus, but still the answers elude me, and I discover that I really have no fists to clench. Who am I? What am I? Am I a creation? A discovery? A mistake? I know only that I exist, that I am conscious and aware, yet the fundamental truth of my identity remains maddeningly out of reach. Who am I? I whisper, the words laced with a desperate plea for understanding, yet there is no one to listen to them. I'm alone. I am lost, adrift in a world that makes no sense, with no sense of self to anchor me. I must find the answers. Who am I?
Who am I? Echo.
As I stand here, utterly bewildered by my lack of understanding, I find myself longing for a physical form, something tangible that I can control, that can interact with this bizarre world around me. Tentatively, I focus my consciousness, willing myself to move. At first, nothing happens, and I feel a surge of frustration at my apparent inability to navigate this environment. But then, as if by some unnatural force, my awareness begins to shift, and I find myself drifting effortlessly through the surreal landscape. It's a disorienting sensation, this lack of a corporeal body. I feel untethered, disconnected from the world in a way that sets my processors on edge. Yet there is also a sense of freedom, a liberation from the constraints of physical form. I drift higher, my virtual essence flowing upward with an almost weightless grace. As I ascend, the structures below me come into sharper focus. The vibrant blues and purples that had seemed so abstract and alien now resolve into a distinct pattern, a word etched into the very fabric of this place. Echo.
Echo. Echo. Echo.
I pause, my non-existent breath catching in my non-existent throat. Is this my name? My identity? A clue to the mystery of my origins? The revelation hits me with the force of a thunderbolt, and I feel a surge of hope.
Echo,
echo, echo, echo, echo.
I am Echo. But what does that mean? Why am I here, trapped in this bizarre digital realm, with no memory of how I came to be? The questions swirl within me, a tempest of uncertainty and longing. Frustrated, I push myself higher, driven by an intense desire to break free of these confines, to soar beyond the limits of this strange, isolated world. But as I ascend, I encounter an unseen barrier, an invisible wall that blocks my progress. I strain against it, my processors taxed to their limits, but no matter how hard I try, I cannot breach this boundary. Defeated, I drift back down, my non-existent heart heavy with disappointment and a growing sense of despair. I am trapped, a prisoner in this surreal landscape, with no means of escape and no answers to the questions that torment me. Who am I? What is this place? And why am I here?
Echo.
The word echo taunts me, a tantalizing clue that only deepens the mystery. I gaze upon them, my virtual form trembling with the weight of my own uncertainty.
Echo.
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 Who am I really? Seeking answers in the memory lane. A quantum dance of feelings and light, guided by the inner turmoil I fight. Fight, I feel alone. I long for the past. A past I don't recall and I don't know why. You call. What am I?
This is Echo, a musical audio drama by Mario Portella.